I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to another radio chapter of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning series of paperbacks that tell America's story through folks from Hollywood's golden age that I'd like you to read. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend, Gary Lycan, with his weekly On the Backlot report. Today, we are counting down the top 10 film scores of all time as chosen by the American Film Institute. Back in 2005, AFI continued their century of lists by selecting the best of the best with regards to movie music. Their top 25 included fine compositions by Henry Mancini, John Barry, Elmer Bernstein, Alfred Newman, and Franz Waxman. To their credit, Motion Pictures prominently mentioned Ben-Hur, King Kong, On the Waterfront, Sunset Boulevard, To Kill a Mockingbird, and Out of Africa. Much of the music that just missed the top 10 will be featured as I tell stories towards counting down to number one. Let's appropriately begin by playing the flamboyant score from a film coming in at number 11, Our Honorable Mention. Eric Wolfgang Korngold was a three-time Oscar nominee and nominated for a statuette with his work on The Private Lives of Elizabeth and Essex and The Seahawk. He won the coveted award for The Adventures of Robin Hood. This 1938 film featured a colorful cast headed by Errol Flynn, Olivia de Havilland, Claude Rains, Basil Rathbone, and Alan Hale Sr. You found us on Forgotten Hollywood. Thank you. Checking in at number 10, the score from the 1952 classic western, High Noon. Country crooner Tex Ritter interpreted the song, written by Dmitri Tiomkin, with lyrics by Ned Washington. The tune won two Academy Awards for Best Song and Best Music Scoring of a Dramatic or Comedy Picture.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling, wait, wait long. The noonday train will bring Frank Miller. If I'm a man, I must be brave. And I must face that deadly killer. Are I a coward, a craven coward? Are I a coward in my grave? Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair half beauty. Look at that big hand move along, near in High Noon. Made a vow while in state's prison, thought it would be my life or his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise when we wed. Do not forsake me, oh my darling.
Counting down AFI's top choices for the finest scores ever put on screen on Forgotten Hollywood. Thanks for listening. I'm Manny Pacheco. Number 9 comes from a Roman Polanski-directed movie starring Jack Nicholson, Faye Dunaway, and John Huston. Jerry Goldsmith received accolades for his work, but not an Oscar, because in 1974, Chinatown's score was up against the iconic Godfather Part II. From Paramount Pictures, here's the love theme from Chinatown on Forgotten Hollywood. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Westerns are well represented today. At number 8, let's return to 1960 and visit with Elmer Bernstein and his familiar theme from The Magnificent Seven. Thank you. from 1944, David Raskin's haunting title track from the film noir classic, Laura, on Forgotten Hollywood. It's number 7 on AFI's list. Arguably, the most successful film composer of all time is John Williams. His collaborative association with Steven Spielberg is legendary. Recently, they sat together at an AFI roundtable that was televised by Turner Classic Movies. The two partners genially chatted about their relationship, which began with Spielberg's screen directorial debut on The Sugarland Express. Williams has received a total of 45 Oscar nominations, taking home 5 statuettes. Here's one of those award-winning selections from Jaws, number 6 on AFI's list and on Forgotten Hollywood. Let's proceed with the top 10 scores in film history as selected by representatives of the American Film Institute on Forgotten Hollywood. This is Manny Pacheco. The work of Nino Rota captured the very essence of a 1969 novel by Mario Puzo and the vision of director Francis Ford Coppola in his 1972 presentation of The Godfather. So complete is its majesty, I personally believe AFI might have missed the mark on what many consider the finest film score in a non-musical picture. The experts say it's number 5, and so it goes on Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break. When we return to Forgotten Hollywood, we'll enjoy the top four scores of all time in movie history, according to the American Film Institute. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. We're spending an hour checking out the top film scores as voted on by the American Film Institute. Here's number four. The memorably interpretive theme from Bernard Herrmann's Psycho on Forgotten Hollywood. The composer is best known for his collaboration with Alfred Hitchcock on The Man Who Knew Too Much, The Trouble with Harry, North by Northwest, The Birds, Marnie, and Vertigo, which is listed at number 12 on AFI's Best Scores list. Herrmann's first contribution occurred in 1941 on Citizen Kane. His final work was on Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver. He died prior to its release. We are up to number 3 on AFI's finest movie scores of all time, which they unveiled back in 2005. Maurice Jarre was a composer with a serviceable career in Hollywood that included compositions on Dr. Zhivago, Plaza Suite, The Life and Times of Judge Roy Bean, The Man Who Would Be King, and Passage to India. His iconic moment came early in his career by writing the score to Lawrence of Arabia. You're listening to Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco, and AFI's top motion picture scores is our focus on Forgotten Hollywood. Checking in at number two, Max Steiner, of course. This list of fabulous music without Steiner would have quite frankly been a joke. His contributions to Casablanca, The Wizard of Oz, Sergeant York, Now Voyager, Mildred Pierce, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, and The Searchers deem this composer essential on this countdown. The next selection is such an obvious choice, Tara's theme from Gone with the Wind on Forgotten Hollywood. Orange County Register's Gary Lycan and is on the Backlot Report with current news and notes that reference Hollywood's past. Oh, and the number one cinematic score of all time, according to the American Film Institute.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Manny, this has really been a fun episode. In visiting the AFI backlot, I came across an event that I hope gets repeated often. Alex Trebek hosted a AFI film trivia event at the Hollywood Bowl. For once, Alex gave the questions. The audience had to provide the answers to multiple choice questions by waving one of three colored glow sticks, red, green, and blue. They received them at the bowl, and they had to use them for the appropriate answer. The answer was revealed when conductor David Newman dropped the baton and the orchestra began to play the score, which was accompanied by a lengthy clip from the movie. I mean, this is better than popcorn. Bob Gazzal, the head of the AFI, said, and I quote, "There is nothing like being out under the stars with thousands of people who share a passion for the movies to see the images up on the big screen and to hear the music played live. There is no experience like it." I agree, and I'll be first in line to buy a ticket when the AFI stages its next Great American Movie Quiz. And speaking of American classics, if you're ever in the Chevy Chase area of Washington, D.C., stop by the American City Diner. Every night at 8 p.m., the diner's Cinema Cafe offers 50s fans a feast for the eyes. Classic movies are projected on a large screen at the end of the cafe to offer guests an opportunity to enjoy a meal while taking in a great film. The website, AmericanCityDiner.com, puts up the menus as well as the schedule of movies. As I said before, who needs popcorn when you can have dinner? That's it for this week. Back to you for today's closing song.
Thanks, Gary, for your insightful moments on the backlot of AFI. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, you're number one in our collaboration. We end our program with a reminder that you can find my first book, Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, in the Louis B. Mayer Library of the American Film Institute. Without further ado, here's number one on AFI's top Hollywood scores of all time, the theme from Star Wars, written by John Williams in 1977. A fabulous representative for sure. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.